This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Massive storm.
The clouds were solid black.
Loose bolts on grounded jets.
That should be sealed and airtight upon delivery.
Kings of college football.
Michigan completes a national championship season.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A powerful storm system stretches from the deep south to the upper Midwest. Snow in the north, rain and strong winds in the south, and it's all barreling east. Here's CBS's Dave Malkoff.
Severe storms shook towns across the Gulf States. Violent winds slammed Moss Point, Mississippi. Flooding rains covered roads just north of New Orleans. Severe weather began in southeastern Texas Monday afternoon, leaving a mangled carport flung into a tree. Strong winds downed trees, blocking roads in Houston. In southern Louisiana, more than an inch of rain fell in just 1 hour, flooding the town of Franklin.
I seen it come all the way up to our top step, almost inside.
But in the plains,
there's going to be some difficulty in traveling.
The same storm system created blizzard conditions and multiple accidents on I-80 in Nebraska. A 75-mile-long stretch was shut down while snow was blowing sideways and wind gusting up to 50 miles an hour.
Loose bolts have been found in some inspections of grounded 737 MAX planes, all following the panel that blew out during an Alaska Airlines flight late last week. CBS's Chris Van Cleve spoke to the head of the NTSB.
CBS News has learned United has found loose bolts on at least five of its grounded airliners, with more inspections yet to come. Alaska Airlines is also now finding what it calls loose hardware on some of its MAX 9 fleet.
If you can't trust the manufacturer to tighten those bolts, can you trust them to tighten all the other bolts in the airplane?
We are focused on the evidence, and we're going to have to look at this aircraft. We will go broader if we need to.
Helping focus the NTSB investigation, the recovery of the plane's missing piece, the 63-pound door panel that landed in physics teacher Bob Sauer's backyard.
My heart did start beating a little faster at that point because I thought, oh my goodness, people have been looking for this all weekend.
CBS's Cammie McCormick has the latest on Defense Secretary Austin's hospitalization and the secrecy surrounding it.
The Biden administration is pledging to look into the rules and procedures for this sort of thing. In the meantime, Austin is out of intensive care but remains hospitalized, and it isn't clear for how long or exactly why. The Pentagon will only say he is recovering well. The Pentagon review will be conducted by Austin's front office, but some of those staff members are among those who did not disclose his hospitalization.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe is on the presidential campaign trail less than a week before the Iowa caucuses.
President Biden spoke directly to black voters in Charleston from the pulpit of the historic Mother Emanuel AME Church, linking the deadly Capitol riots to the country's history of white supremacy.
The violence of January 6th was an extension of an old playbook.
He singled out Nikki Haley for recently failing to mention slavery as a reason for the Civil War. Last night in Iowa, Haley tossed the issue of race back at the president.
I don't need someone who palled around with segregationists in the 70s and has said racist comments all the way through his career, lecturing me or anyone in South Carolina.
Michigan is college football's national champion.
It feels amazing. I've been a Michigan fan my whole life. I cannot ask for more.
All we do is win, no matter what. Let's go, Blue! Let's go!
Fans celebrating after the 34-13 win over Washington to cap an undefeated season for head coach Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, took on all comers. Last one standing. It's a great feeling. So happy for our players. My dad, Jack Harbaugh, won a national championship, and my brother won a Super Bowl. So it's good to be at the big person table from now on.
For Michigan, it's the school's first football title since 1997.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
A federal appeals court today considers whether former President Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane.
It'll be roughly an hour of arguments before a three-judge appeals court panel here in Washington. Trump's team will argue first, saying his 2020 election conspiracy criminal case should be dismissed because he enjoys presidential immunity, that he can't be prosecuted for official acts in office. The special counsel, Jack Smith, will argue that's a baseless claim and, if approved, would give future presidents license to break the law.
In our latest CBS News poll, 64% say Trump should not have immunity from prosecution for his actions while president. Florida's Republican Party has ousted Chairman Christian Ziegler. He was suspended last month and refused to resign while police investigated a rape allegation against him. Ziegler has denied any wrongdoing. 21 people were hurt, others trapped for a while at a historic hotel in Fort Worth that was shaken by a powerful explosion. A gas leak is suspected.
I could smell the gasoline because it's super strong walking in, and sure enough, about 3 to 5 minutes later, you could just feel the explosion.
I heard like a loud boom, and I thought it was like a thunderstruck.
It looks like the moon lander mission launched yesterday will be a failure. Officials say there has been a critical loss of fuel. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
It does not appear they're going to be able to land on the moon. We don't know that for sure yet, but it doesn't appear a moon landing is in the cards, and they're looking at alternate mission scenarios if they have enough fuel to carry them out.
The plan was for the lander to touch down on the moon late next month. South Korea's parliament has passed a landmark ban on the production and sale of dog meats. Public calls for a prohibition have grown sharply over concerns about animal rights. A court challenge is likely. Is there more than you want in bottled water? CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us a study found microplastics up to 100 times more than originally believed.
Scientists at Columbia University sampled three brands, they don't name them, and found hundreds of thousands of bits per liter. 90% were small enough to qualify as nanoplastics, microspecs so small they can be absorbed into human cells and tissue and cross the blood-brain barrier. Research on the actual danger is ongoing. The study is published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Volkswagen is bringing artificial intelligence into some of its cars.
The idea is to go from voice commands to a conversation.
I am feeling cold.
AI helps the car understand.
Okay.
Warming the left front side now.
VW's Kai Grunitz says they want to meet customer expectations.
Their needs have changed. We are seeing new functions and new features with a great level of convenience.
The system debuts this year in Volkswagen's electric ID.7 as well as the next generation Golf. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Las Vegas.
Nike says it was a hell of a round, Tiger. The company's social media post following the revelation from Tiger Woods that his long and profitable relationship with Nike was over. It all began in 1996. The first deal when he turned pro was $40 million over 5 years. His latest deal, $200 million. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings... early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them? And not the man pulling the strings. Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.